Blog Talk Radio.
Walking to be free. Them say it's only for a time. Still until be the longest journey and the truest test of will. I in the land of the free. Free pollution, free illusion, free confusion. In the land of the free. Somehow we still feel like slavery. In the land of the free. Free market capitalism and police brutality come complementary. In truth, how free are we? How free are we?
Aye. Is all semantics. Yet in actuality, American dream ain't reality, at least not for we. War on drugs, plus the war on crime. 13th Amendment okay with slavery sometimes, especially when it's black man to do the time. Imagine, in 2020 human rights still need to be defined. Clear indication that the systematic design is working for a few. Maybe it's working for you. Maybe it's time you come down here and change your view. As them rockets red glare, cluster bombs bursting in air. Gay proof them no response to life, especially if ones look like I and I. Who say does that Star Spangled Banner yet way? Land of the free, home of the brave, they say. But that illusion in a disarray. Disarray.
In the land of the free. Free pollution, free illusion, free confusion. In the land of the free. Somehow we still feel like slavery. In the land of the free. Free market capitalism and police brutality come complementary. In truth, how free are we?
Them fed up of police, fed up of corona, yes, them fed up of disease, fed up of the fast food, them fed up of the greed, fed up of probation, yes, them fed up of the fees, fed up of judicial lynching hanging from trees, fed up of injustice, they don't want peace, fed up of new media and wicked journalists. Fed up of the ignorance of white supremacy. Oh, can you see? Just see Babylon come running down, trying to shoot my brethren and me. Oh, say, can you see? This land is not free, not a safe place. There's no guarantee.
In the land of the free. Free pollution, free illusion, free confusion. In the land of the free. Somehow we still feel like slavery. In the land of the free. Free market capitalism and police brutality come complementary. In truth, how free are we? How free are we?
Yeah, we here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JT is putting on his safety belt. What's happening, JT?
What up?
You got your safety belt on tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. That's what's happening. Yeah, we're tuning in. We're tuning into the listening room, Philly. So, a lot of things going on. It's Memorial Day, and shout out to all the people that put their lives on the line so we can get a little further on this earth. And I would never forget them ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. So, it's for all the people that put their time in and got us to get us right. So they told us to get our mind right. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Old people always tell us to get our mind right, so we're going to give y'all a little shout-out while we get our music playlist together here. Check this out.
All right.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Hey. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your
one who never ever let you down, and you can talk to jazz and R&B, giving birth to a sound, born to a sound, protecting the dream with a love supreme, a qualified master, a bebop blaster. So if you wanna hear a four-leaf clover, pump up the volume and check out Grover. Before he blew on the scene, things were kinda drab, you know what I mean? So with some friends in a funky group, he tuned up his horn and he busted the move, blended the vision like razzmatazz, shaping the music with the magic of jazz. So if you wanna hear some real crossover, check the man, his name is Grover. The joint is jumping, hey, it's the party and the beat is bumping. The music escapes all reason and rhyme, forever changing, evolving through time. So take no bets, you're short to fall. The magic man is standing tall, straight through the years, 20 in a day, busting the doors, paving the way. Rainbows of melody sizzle his mind, a musical history for all mankind. I'm giving you a fact no one can deny, homie's a legend, never to die. With two snaps up, he's good to go, long into the future, his music will flow. Never a question of love or devotion, this man was born to cause a commotion.
Oh yeah, we're back here live in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alec, and JT3 on the A. All right, what are you talking about on Memorial Day, bro? You want to start a ride or what you going to do?
I ain't starting no ride. Everybody look like they having a good time, so I'm just let them have a good time.
Oh, okay. Just have a good time. That's the end of it. Okay.
I mean, that's it. That's what people
want to
do. They
want to
cook out, hang out in the sun. So I ain't
gonna
stop.
Okay. All right. Well, but, I'm gonna give them a little African music, man. See if they can shake their rum to that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
Yeah. You think they can?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Possibly.
Yeah. Let's see what they're gonna do, man. Zele Mine. Check them out, man. Check them out.
All right.
about you soon. Real soon. You don't gotta go home. You can't stay here. So long.
back here live. We're back here live in the Listening Room Philly. It's Rush Hour here, and I'm Free Silas, and JT3 is there. I don't know, that was your boy D'Angelo, right?
That's one of the Richmond boys.
Huh? Say that part again, bro?
That's one of them Richmond, Virginia boys.
Yeah, that's where I grew up at. So, yeah, I dig it. I dig it. That's what's happening. That's the first 30 minutes of music brought to you by HerbNOrganic.com for all your growing needs. You can always check them out. HerbNOrganic.com. You check them out. See if you can get something growing in your neighborhood or in your backyard or on your farm or whatever you got. That's what's happening. So what y'all growing up in Philly, man?
We're good going up here. Well, right now I'm growing corn, yeah. Squash. I ain't got no herbs yet. I got some kale, squash, some corn, some peppers.
Man, I'm coming up to your house.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'll be over. We got about 50 more days or something. How many more days we got for it, right?
My kale's ready. My kale's ready, but I put that in a little earlier. But it's coming up nice and fluffy.
So y'all listeners heard that JP got some collards and some kale growing already, so you can hit him
up here
and listen on Philly and get your share. You know what I'm saying? Just cash out or whatever you gotta do to get your share of that thing. And we good to go.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta look at 563-999-3050. If you wanna get your order in, just press 1. You can get down on that. Yeah, man, what I was doing. I got a call from Florida. My brother growing kale, squash, everything where you growing already. We got it growing in North Carolina, Florida, Philly. We're going to be eating good in the wintertime if everybody turn into what they call that thing, green thumb. Everybody got green thumb. We good to go.
Yeah, so
that's where we at with all that. Yeah, that first 30 minutes of music, the first tune was Get Your Mind Right. That's by JP3. That's the host over there. You know what I'm saying? Have a Talk with God. That was Stevie Wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. That was Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Grover. None other than Grover Washington Jr. You know what I'm saying? That was Joe Simple and the Crusaders. They came over with that nice tune. And Liquid Love, man Roy Ayers. He was getting down on that. I like his vibe. And you got D'Angelo in the Vanguard with 1,000 Deaths, man. So that's where we at. I'm like, yo, is there anything you want to say to these people? Let them know, man, because I'm moving and grooving right now. You know what I'm saying?
Some people losing it out here. Y'all keep a positive vibe, and you know what I mean? Just stay upful, stay uplifted, try to stay positive, because a lot of folks are doing some crazy stuff right now, so just... Get your mind right, go have a talk with God, like JP and Stevie was telling you, that's what everybody should do, and check out the playlist, get your mind right, have a talk with God, don't worry about it, check out the title, man, don't worry about it, check out Grover,
you know what I'm saying, so people gotta think it where you gotta balance this thing off, and music will help you balance it off if you, you know, trying to do it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
That's why we're here on the listening room. We're trying to get our stuff together. So I was trying to find one of these tunes, but, you know, I'm having a difficult time loading up more music.
We done
so many shows, bro. I got to go out and delete some more songs just to get the playlist on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm doing my best of what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, this is what we're going to do, right?
You sounding good.
Okay, we're coming harder right now. Check us out, man. Coming harder.
All right.
Yes, we're getting stronger. And Babylon are getting weaker. Yes, it's getting up stronger. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When
name of the prophet in the Bible. At the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa with an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most High, our mental capacity is wider. Come harder, ain't looking back, feeling stronger, ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the cream of the public school revival? At the carbon we got, this is the time to live as one. Help your brother man from out of the slum. It's no crime, it's blood that he runs. To liberate yourself, you have to eliminate some. Coming harder, ain't looking back, even stronger, ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the cream of the public school revival? At the carbon we got, emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my brainwash got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder, ain't looking back, feeling stronger, ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the cream of the prophet soul revival? At the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa with an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most High, our mental capacity gets wider. Emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my green brainwash got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder, ain't looking back, feeling stronger, ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the queen of the prophet full of Bible? And the cover we got, this is the time to live by his wife. Help your brother man from out of the slum. It's no crime, it's blood that he runs. To liberate yourself, you have to eliminate some. Coming harder, ain't looking back, feeling stronger, ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the cream of the prophet soul revival? At the carbon we got, carbon we go. Carbon we go. Yes, now come on, we go.
Come on, we go.
Emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my green brainwash got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder, ain't looking back, feeling stronger, ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the cream of the prophet soul revival? At the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa with an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most.
A beat with gang boys for me daily on the street. Many want to know the reason why. Babylon and the situation is because of the Babylon and the situation. When I was a boy about 8 years old, there was a certain Rasta man, and he loved all the children and he treated us like a man. Even the little children that no one cares for, he called up everyone. And he gave us fruit and treated everyone with a special love. Many people say I, many people ask I, why am I a Rasta man? But he taught I the love to give to everyone. Many people say I, many people ask I, why am I a Rasta man? There is no better way to express my love to each and everyone. A special thing happened to this man. Here comes Mr. Babylon to take away the Rasta man. So they root up in herb and they eat up in fruit and throw it in a van and spread that for that for 3 long years and never see the Rasta man. They took
take him to General Penitentiary and then send him back as a violent man. But God could not change him, his mind was not in prison, was only his body, man. Ooh, many people see I, many people ask I, why am I a Rasta man? No matter what the battle be, I still am dying my hand. Many people say I, many people ask I, why am I a Rasta man? How sweet the name of Jaja sounds to every righteous Rasta man. I'm the same old Rasta man, told me pound, shilling and tin would come out of circulation, and we would use that shoot Bergman. And I have seen 7 years after that, it was no use, man. Donkey horses and cows keep on treading up and heaping him, man. Hey, everyone I see, I, everyone has time. Why am I a Rasta man? I'm here to prove and to testify about prophecy. Everyone I see, I, everyone has time. Why am I a Rasta man? John the Baptist, Marcus, Gavi and Christ, they were the Rasta man. Everyone I see, I, everyone has time. Why am I a Rasta man? I bow the bow up another right and I can't do no otherwise, man. I love my brothers and my sisters and I cannot give up at all, man. Brother Brown, Brother Foot, Brother Tom, Brother Stanley, man. I used to hear them beat the drum and sing, way in the forest land, hey. Why am I a Rasta man? I love the beat of the Naya Bingi that calls on creation.
Yes, I'm a solid.
Yes, I'm a solid.
I'm a solid.
I'm a solid.
Whoa, whoa.
Children, just children,
don't walk behind me.
come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Could I come from firehouse, or you come from tower hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from Libya, or you come from America. Could have come from Europe, or you come from Africa. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have been an Irishman or an Englishman. Could have been a Mexican or a weather Indian. One blood, one blood, one blood. Amen. Oh, I want you to get me straight. Separate, hey, hey, my. Hey, my, I want you to get me straight. Hey, God. A soldier man or a weather policeman or a weather civilian said they will we a one. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from London or you come from Birmingham. Could have come from Brooklyn or you come from Boston. One blood, one blood, one blood. The first thing in fighting, tribal war, racial war. Could I come from firehouse or you come from tower hill? One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from hometown or you come from out of town. Could I come from another town or you come from round town? One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have been a black man or a with a white man. Could have been a Mexican or a with a Pakistan. One blood, one blood. Lebanon or you come from Iran. Could have come from China or you come from Japan. One blood, one blood, one blood. Cause my skin you see blood, red blood. Cause your skin you see blood.
Shibum. Yes. Emancipate your mind from universal disunity. I am above. Keep you of your sister. Universal good people, working for the future, modernize the future. Universal good family, native humanity, feeling good about doing good for the goodness of all of us. Who can the breath of life? Why do we live in strife? Why do we fuss and fight? Whether in the day or the night, universal good people, living together, looking out for each other.
Back in and listening on Philly. I'm with Metallica and JT Trion. Hey, that was my regular 30 minutes. What do you think, JT?
I got it. What do you say?
What do you think about that? My regular 30 minutes.
I like it. I was listening to all of it, but that one blood. I have a question. If there's some information going around like the past few years that most of the black people that are on this Turtle Island, a.k.a. America, North America, were already here, and that only 5% of the people were actually bought on, or 5 or 9% of the so-called slaves was bought on the slave ships from West Africa or from wherever, but the majority of the indigenous brown black people were already here. So
okay,
and in my personal family, I always heard about my grandmother being an Indian, whatever they want, you know, Indian, and then come to find out my other folks are Indian too.
Right.
And you know what I mean? I know we were lost. My whole point is, have you heard things like that as far as your family? Like for instance, I never heard my grandpa, my mom's dad, who's blackity black. I never heard him talking about Africa nothing. Nobody was like, yeah, well, great, whoever came off the boat. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear stories like that in your family, or what these people are saying about us being lied to in school? Is that all true?
Well, what I know from my personal life is my people are indigenous to this country. Okay, we were here
right.
when everybody got here. So now we're
right.
born with that DNA to explain to people that we were here when you got here. That's why we naturally born for doing everything. Because we gifted
right.
everything. Everybody came to America to learn this shit. So there's only certain indigenous
uh-huh.
people that reach the heavens to reach out to everybody. Okay, because
uh-huh.
we're a remnant now. Okay, as an indigenous
uh-huh.
people. So now, if you
right.
look at us, indigenous people, we got two tones: black skin, or brown skin, or dark skin. We got two
uh-huh.
tones, and most indigenous people got the two tone black skin, where it's defined:
uh-huh.
darker black and lighter black. So people know that we're not
uh-huh.
from Africa specifically, even though we could have been
right,
there
6,000
right. years ago. Right, but this
right.
is our country, and that's what I've been saying the whole time I've known you and everybody around me. I'm indigenous here.
Yeah, no, you're one of the first people I heard, like, you were referred to this place as my island, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
then, you know what I mean? Like I said, like, my maternal grandmother, they always talked about, yeah, she an Indian, this, that. And then, you know, when I met people like my moon and her mother, she started, yeah, I'm a Choctaw Indian, you know what I mean? They were still doing powwow, sweat, you know what I mean? Like going to stuff like that. But I remember you used to be like, yeah, my island. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just asked people that question if they've heard similar stories like that, because I ain't hear nothing about Africa. I always say, yeah, such and such is an Indian, Cherokee down in the Virginia region, this, that. You know, I never heard somebody talk about anything else than that.
Yeah, well, that's been my background from the beginning. But that's also a plus for me. That's why I'm around Ethiopians, Jamaicans, Trinidadians. I'm around the whole smorgasbord of people of color. So that's why I get along
uh-huh.
with them, okay, on different levels. Okay,
mm-hmm.
me personally, that's how I get along. So now, that's the conflict that I got here in America right now, because I'm from here. So we got a certain behavior
mm-hmm.
that's not good. When I say we got it,
mm-hmm.
I mean we don't participate in certain behavior. We're just plain people. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so we don't break God's law to do anything. Okay, we don't do
mm-hmm.
that, because we
mm-hmm.
could have been with the war with this country and just killed everybody, and that would have been it. But that was never our
right.
goal, because it's not
right.
it's not in us to kill everybody. We want to see more life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
right.
So that's where I was at with the whole thing. I've been quiet, and being that I'm Rastafari
mm-hmm.
from birth,
mm-hmm.
right, then the only thing I could do is keep being Rastafari from birth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got through where I'm at right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, people, that's the first thing people ask you when they say, are you Rasta? I say, Rastafari, not Rasta. So they say, are you
mm-hmm.
from Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I'm
right.
not. They say, I ain't
right.
talking to you anymore. I don't need you. You in my island. You on my island. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't really need you for all that. But I need our
mm-hmm.
people that's from this island to work together so we can do what we need to do for ourselves. And the people are so inundated with all the world behavior, they don't have our cultural behavior. Well, we don't let our people
mm-hmm.
start. We ain't got to beg anybody for nothing. We're always working together
mm-hmm.
to get the next thing in and the next thing. But you got people picked up the world behavior, and they will let you start in your own country.
Right.
Okay? Because
right.
they hate you like that. Okay? So you got to find a way not
right.
to start if you from
right.
indigenous people. Because when everybody's talking about reparations, they got no reparation nobody gonna get. until the people that's indigenous to this place get their pay first.
Okay? Right.
We have to get our pay first, and that's why none of this shit is working for nobody. It ain't working for nobody, no matter how much money you pay. They call it fiat. No matter how much you get, this shit ain't working for you. And people are living a cushy life, but they know that shit's going to crash in any minute. They know that.
Right.
So
right.
Me personally, I'm trying to get into that, but because of the situation I'm in now, I'm like, I don't marry outside of my race. I don't marry outside of my race.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily the black race, but my indigenous people. I don't marry outside of it. So that's what I'm learning now. Like, even though certain people are indigenous, they got this worldly behavior that they lost their mind, so I ain't going with them nowhere. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because our people, we with you, we marry you, we in it for life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what comes. So if you can switch because you was never with me, or you can switch because I ain't got no money, or you can switch because you found somebody else, that's your business. But that's not our... That's not our cultural behavior. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to show our children 4 generations down the road that this is your aunt, this is your grandma. We're the ones started that in America. Because prior to that, it was slavery. Nobody had any wife or husband or aunt or uncle or none of that. No extended family. They didn't have none of that. We put that in there because we were already doing that when everybody came and took our shit from us. Okay. So now that's what we, in particular, as Rastafari people, was building the family life. Okay? So you have family life, everybody know that you're a family man, your sister right there is a mother and a wife, and we can identify you that way. So that's how we did it, bro. So it's a whole lot that I can talk about, you know what I'm saying? But I was at the part where, man, that was good when you brought up, you know what I'm saying? I don't do what everybody do, bro. I got my own mindset, my own thinking. You know, being slave never really crossed my mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do what I can do to make my life better, but I can't be a slave to no guy for no fiat. You know
what I'm saying? Right.
Fiat.
That's one thing the brother was saying. He was like, look, it's not slavery exactly how y'all think it was. He's like, for real, they were employed, they were hired to do certain things. The people broke their treaties, they broke their contracts. He was like, everybody wasn't no daggone slave. They came down, they were basically sharecropping on land that already belonged to the black, to the indigenous people. They already owned all that land, and then these people, these colonizers made up these agreements and then broke them, and now you owe us this money. You know what I'm saying? He was like, everybody ain't just come off getting whipped and all that stuff. It was a lot more than just that.
Correct. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm checking that out.
Yeah.
People can hit us up at 563-999-3050. Press the number 1 if you want to get at this conversation with JP, because he brought it up and he wanted to start a riot. I wasn't trying to start it. I'm the one who said I wanted to start it, so I guess that's what we're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what?
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Now, I was going to say real quick, because they were talking about Tulsa, but that was one of the first things I learned. Like, my mother's mom was like, yeah, well, the Tulsa, Oklahoma, those were the slaves from the Trail of Tears. You know what I'm saying? But she was explaining, like, yeah, those weren't just some, those were indigenous Indians that they was marching to that part of the country, and then indigenous Indians built up Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's not what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? They call them different names, but they were really indigenous people that got put off their land. A lot of them died on that Trail of Tears, and then they went and built Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Correct. And that's what people had to find out.
Yeah.
Indigenous people built all that. That's why they kept burning it down, because they didn't want anybody know that we could build from zero and keep going up. You know what I'm saying? We build from zero. We don't need shit from you. We'll build our own shit.
Right.
We'll get 5 or 6 people to work together, and we're going to keep on building our thing. So when other people of color saw us doing it, they joined in because they saw what us doing. They didn't hear us talking. They didn't hear us talking. They saw us walking.
Saw us doing it,
Yeah, so that's what we're doing right now, and that's why a lot of people have a hard time with me in particular, because I'm just doing it. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be in no nothing with you. I just want to get the music, get the work going, and then we're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it moving,
So, because, you know, that's where I'm at with it. So I kind of come off hard on people or whatever, but I'm protecting my interests. That's why people like me, I got 11 children in my house. You catch me? Because we're indigenous. And that's how I know the Almighty loved me, because no matter what happened to me, I got my legacy is still going on anyway. You catch me? Okay. And that's for as long as they can stay alive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's how I feel about it. You know, people can always tune into us and let us know what it is they got on their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm at with it, bro. I'm done with the father bar business where people can do whatever they want to do, and that's okay. And then they can say, well, that's God's law. I'm like, who God you serving? Who God you serving that lets you break marital laws, make you break every law, and then you just go to the people law and say, I'm done with it. Okay? But no. You see, it's all going to change in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's all going to change in a minute. People ain't got to worry about it.
I was driving around when you were asking, like, what's happening up here, and I was just looking around, doing deliveries or whatever, and everybody's having a good time. But in my head, I said, everybody acting like everything's okay, but it's not.
Right.
A lot of people,
they act like everybody's okay. Like that. Yeah. Right. Yep. But guess what? People keep smiling, faking like they're smiling, but it ain't nothing, bro. Because I know already that it's coming down around people's head already while they catch and while they smile. You know, it's cool. Let everybody keep smiling, bro, and doing what they can do and make their life better. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm doing. I'm making my life better every day. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice piece of conversation right there.
That's a good
topic to bring up at a different time too, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at with it right now, man. You ever heard of elephants? You ever heard of elephants in love?
Nah, not yet.
Oh, here we go. Well, check this out, man. Elephants in love.
All right.
Right here on the Vision and Moon City.
Let their hearts reach the sky.
Yeah, we're back here in the listening room feeling. I'm your host, Free Tyler, from JT3. That tune right was jamming out by Kaim Day. I was working on his album last year, I think it was. The year before last, I worked on his album. So that's some of the stuff that Better was coming up with. You know what I'm saying?
That was funky.
He called that one jamming out. You know what I'm saying? So, even jamming, you can record it in touch these days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was soulful.
Funky and soulful.
Yeah, man, we got it going on. So look what happened, right? DJ Sincere asked me last night to do a go and no on the DC Philly for Philly artists and the DC, the go and no for the listening room DC. The Listening Room DC Philly will be hosting a Go and Know segment in the upcoming week, so people can look forward to that. Go and Know.
Yeah.
So send your music in. We're going to give you some links so you can send your music in, and we're going to let you know if it's a go or a no. We have some industry professionals that's coming in, and they're going to let your music get the taste of what we do, because we actually do this for real. You know what I'm saying? We'll get your music to the platinum level if that's what you want to do, or diamond level, or whatever you're trying to get at. We can make your music sound good, but we got to go and take it through the washing machine first, and that's the Go and Know segment. You know what I'm saying? So we start to work on that. If you don't mind doing that, we're going to get with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah, so I told some shit we're going to get with the program. We're going to make it happen. So that was the next 30 minutes of music, and that was Elephant in Love by John Luponte, Flame by Al Jarreau, Open Your Eyes by Flora Perrin. Flora Perrin did a lot of music, man, with Stanley Clark, George Duke. I mean, music is international if you really look at it, global. So you got a certain artist that was global. So you tune into the Listening Room, we'll find you some artists that you might like. You know what I'm saying? And that was last one was Jam Out by Kanye My Day. You know what I'm saying? So we got new music, old music. We got the new artists coming in. We're bringing their music with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's about to happen, bro. We're about to get it on. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up.
I'm about to go ahead and I'm going to let people know, like, Thursday we got the Brother and Sister Experience with Mr. Raw and Purple Dread. They be on from 6 to 8 for some hot topics and some music and some different things for you. So please stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be back on the air with the Listening Room DC. That's on Friday with me. We're supposed to be out of here. Saturday, the original Dirty Basement that started all this stuff going on, they'll be on from 5 to 7 with DJ Sincere. We got some new music, some artists. We're going to go ahead and let this music flow for the time groove. You know what I'm saying? That sound like something?
Yeah, I'm here. That sounds good.
I know you're cooking dinner, and I can smell the food all the way over there where you at. You know what I'm saying? That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come to Philly and get my dinner. All right.
Yeah, I got plenty of veggies for you.
Oh, look what happened. You know, I'm eat veggie. I don't do too much more than that. But everybody in the room in Philly know that you hit up JP3, you got some veggies for all of us. So don't feel no way to hit us up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Tell them where they can get you on Instagram, man, so they can get some of these greens and stuff that you're growing, man.
You can hit me on Instagram, Studio JP3. That's me on Instagram. And, you can hit me on the web, John Anthony Pollard. I got some music. You can check it out, but definitely on Instagram, Facebook, same thing, John Anthony Pollard. Or just type in JP3, something will pop up.
Yeah, man, so that's what we have with it, man. We're trying to have a good time right now, so that's what everybody's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
not going to work. It's not going to work, man. But right now I got some mixy emotions. Let me give you some of these, all right?
All right.
I'll be right there, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, see? That's where I'm at with it tonight, man. So this thing on Philly, I'm with Prince Alica. JP3 on the side, kicking it up and making the dust fly. So JP, that was my mixed emotions, man. I had to get that out of the way right quick, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I see a number on it. Let me just take a guess and see who this is, man. All right?
All right.
Peace and out.
Yes, brother. How's everything going, gentlemen? DJ Sincere, just checking in real quick.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, man. What's up?
What's going on? What's going on, gentlemen?
You trying to get what you eating? What you eating?
You trying to get what?
Tell me what you eat. Don't act like you ain't hear me. You in New York. I know you eating. You eating something. You eating something. There's a slice of pizza or something. What?
What's that? Well, it sounds like you gentlemen are out and about on location. I hear some of that environment. I hear some of that environment in the background.
Yeah, I'm live on the spot, man. I had a picnic on one side of me and a picnic on the other side of me. So I'm playing music for both sides of me. You know what I'm saying? And that making sense?
Well, I guess so. You know what I'm saying? I guess you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows you live and direct, and ain't no doubt about that.
No, well, see, I'm getting a piece of corn out of this. You know what I'm saying? It's a roasted vegetable, so yeah. I'm gonna let them listen to the show live and get on with the groove. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm getting a piece of corn out of it. I'm good on some roasted veggies. I ain't charging much. You know what I'm saying? Just cut on the music and enjoy the great music we got for you. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, well, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
What's going on Saturday, bro? What's going on Saturday?
Well, you know, we still getting everything together and lining everything up for next week. You know, we had a real intense show. You know, if you missed last Saturday's show, then definitely go back and check the archives. We had a real intense show. Had a couple of real heavy things we have to talk about, you know. So definitely go back and check last Saturday's show, you know, as we discussed, you know, the Bill Cosby situation and him being... I'm sorry?
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as we discussed the Bill Cosby situation and him being denied parole, and we also asked a real big question that may be uncomfortable for a lot of people, and that is Black Lives Matter, or was Black Lives Matter really just a scam?
Oh, definitely a scam. First of all, well, I mean, I know we ain't got time to get into it, because I saw some interesting posts on your Instagram page the other day, but that was something else. But Black Lives Matter, real quick, from what I remember, Black Lives Matter started in St. Louis with this brother that was, I forget his name, he started it, and then that joint was hijacked by so-called black LGBTQ, like they turned it into something else. But when I remember that thing being started, it was in St. Louis because it was around some folks that I knew. That's why I remember it so well, but... What they got going on now is financed by somebody else that don't really have black support, whatever black means, which means death. They don't have black people's interests in mind. So that Black Lives Matter, that the whole even the title is just foolishness. But that's a whole other topic.
Now I would definitely go back and see what see what I have to say about it. See what some of the other folks on the line have to say about it and some of the other topics that we had to discuss, you know, along with, some of that good music that we always play.
Yeah.
And that's what's up. We're looking forward to jamming and getting into some more of that noise, because I'm out here on site, and, you know, the police start cracking already. Like, something's going on already. You know what I'm saying? So we want to stay up there and keep the music pumping and keep everybody safe and whatnot like that. You know what I'm saying? But I heard this tune this week, right, that people were rapping on. And when I listened to it, I asked some of the artists that was rapping on it. And I was like, you know the original tune from that? And they was like, nah, man, we just got a sample from a guy. So I said, well, let me give you this right quick. The tune is called Nightcrawler by Bob James. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to say that before I get out the air and whatnot. So we wanted to make sure everybody knows the tune, man. You know what I'm saying? To all the shows this week. It's going to be hot and heavy all week. Please call this, 563-999-3050. Any show that we got. come in, plug in, see what you got. And let's see if we can get this thing going. But I wanted to share a Nightcrawler with you right quick before I sign out. So if y'all give me a chance to do that, I'll be back on the air after this song, and we'll talk about the last minute of it, if that's fair to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's what it is tonight. That's where we at. If you're listening on Philly, I'm your host, Priest Allison, with JC3 on the A. Thank you for joining us this evening. Anything you want to tell these people tonight, man? Enjoy the show. Be safe. Anything cute like that?
Be safe. Tune in next week. Tune in Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is one of the only platforms where they won't block you for talking like some of these other platforms. You can't say the wrong word, and they'll block you for 30 days. But 30 basement unless you get it in a little bit, let you speak your mind a little bit, as long as you ain't disrespectful. So y'all go ahead and call in, check out the show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's where I was at with it. I wanted to thank everybody for joining us tonight. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to check out all the people that have gone Hollywood on me. I wanted to thank all the people out here for Memorial Day. Be safe out there and do your thing. And
right on.
Just remember, don't go Hollywood, man. Y'all have a good, peaceful night. All right?
Peace. Right on. Peace.
Never been in touch. You were never ever thought you would. can't get away with it.